Okay, today is Daf Dalid. We're on Daf Dalid. We are up to the words Davar Acher, 9 lines from the top. Davar Acher, here we go. Another explanation about how human beings are compared, or Jews, really, are compared to fish. Ma dagim shebayam, just like a fish in the ocean. Kol ha-gadol mechavero, balei es chavero. The bigger the fish, the... What?
Swallows
up the smaller ones. Af b'nei Adam. So too mankind. Yeah. It's not Jews, mankind. Il mole mora shel malchus. If not for such a thing as a government and laws and a fear of going to jail and getting punished, kol agadol mechavero balei es chavero. People would swallow up each other alive. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Tahan zitnan. Rabbi Chanina Sagan Apahanam Omer. Have a mispalo b'shalom shel malchus. You should daven for the well-being of the government, whatever government it is. Law and order is a good thing. Shel mole mora shel malchus, if not for the law and order, if not for policemen, ish es riehu chayim below. People would swallow up each other alive.
This is the first time I've ever heard Mishnah that was quoted.
Yeah?
I think so.
Okay.
You have to Google that.
Because there's no halacha in Pirkei Avos. It's all Musar. So right. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, he brought a stira. Ksiv, it says, Shakai lo mitzo unuhu shigia koach, which means weak, that Hashem is weak. Uksiv godol adonenu virav koach. He's very strong. So uksiv, and it says yimincha Hashem nedor bakoach. He's very strong. Hashem gezuntai lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan, when is he weak? Bishat hadin, during the times of din. Why? Because he wants to have rachmanos. Kan, when is he strong? Bishat mulchama, during times of war. Rami, uksiv, it says. Chema, ainly, Hashem doesn't have any anger. Uksiv, and it says, no kim Hashem, bal chema. Hashem's very angry. So, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kan, he's not angry, be Yisrael, toward the Jews. Kan, he is angry, bov de kochavim, toward the non-Jews, toward the idol worshippers. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Omar, chema, ainly, shekvar nishbati. I don't have any anger because I swore, mi et neni, shlo nishbati, eheyeh, shamir, vishis. Okay? Okay.
What does shoes
mean? I don't know.
Thorns.
Okay. V'hayna d'amr of Alexandroi. That's just like what Alexandroi said. Just like what he said. What's that going on? Right, so Rashi says, Adela Elkoi. This is going on what we said before. That Hashem doesn't come to torture you. Just exactly the same vart. Says Tosfos, second Tosfos. Pirsha Kuntris, the Koyahi, the Karun Leel, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu Bar, Bitarunya Imbriosov. That Hashem doesn't come to torture. Vlona here, that's not right. Pirusho, because the Ha'efsik Le Tuva. There's such a long gap between that vart that was on the bottom of Gimel and Aleph. Now we're into Dalet and Aleph. That's what he said. Wasted all this. It's a whole page. Right? Now going back to that, says Tosfos, that can't be right. Rather, Khan, he says, V'nir l'Rabbeinu Tam, Dekoy Ahadil Salih Khan. What we just said, Khan b'Yisrael, Khan b'Ovdei Kochavim. That there's a difference between Jews and non-Jews. V'kamrin b'alchema, Koy Ovdei Kochavim, that Hashem is angry on the non-Jews. V'hayinu Dekoy L'Sandroi, he said the exact same thing. Da'amar b'yomahu, avakesh, I'm going to search on that day, Shalom Yom Tzalehem Zichos, Yashmidem, Fananami derava, right? Okay. Now, Vahina derav Rabbi Kalandroi. Okay, so Machlokas Rashi tells us what this means. My dechsev. What does everyone say? Vahaya. Beyomahu. On that day. Right? I guess the end of days. Avakesh. Lahashman is called a goyim. I'm going to seek out to destroy all the goyim. Avakesh. Me. Who's Hashem looking for? Who's Hashem searching for? From? I'm going to search out. I'm going to search out. Who's Hashem? Who's helping Hashem do that? Right? Avakesh Vinigani Shalahem. I'm going to look into their books. I think it means books. Right? What?
Chronicles.
Im Yeshalahem Zechos. If they have Zechos, Aftem. I'll redeem them. V'yim Lav. And if not, Ashmidem. I will destroy them. V'hainu d'Amar Rava. My dechziv. Ach lo boy. Yishalach Yad. Im. Bepido. Lahem. Shua. Amalahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kishani donas Yisrael, when I judge the Jews, ain't any donos of the Kachavim. I don't judge them the same way I judge the Goyim. Dichsev, like it says, Ava, 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 Asimera. Ella, Ani Ephra, Ani Nifra Mehed, Kipid, Shalkat Tarnagolas. Rather, I will exact punishment from them the way a chicken pecks at food. Right? What does that mean? Slowly. A little peck over here, peck over there. Right? Not like some fat slob that eats a whole fat meal. That's how he does the goyim. Right? But by the Jews, it's a peck over here and a peck over there. That's what it says. Davar Acher, Afilu. So that's what that means. When Hashem is going to have to punish Jews, it's going to be like a chicken pecking around slowly. Davar Acher, another very similar vart. Afilu ein Yisrael osin mitzvah lefonai ki im ma'at kipid shel tarnagolim. If the Jew has very little mitzvos, just a peck here and a peck there, not that much, like a chicken shemenakrin ba'ashba that pecks around in the garbage. Ani mitzarfon lecheshbon gadol. I'm going to equate that with such greatness.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Gopher, but yeah. I don't think the Shoah was a peck here. Peck.
What? So we can't answer that. We don't understand that. We don't understand what that is. Right?
When is this
the end of days.
But the end of days?
Yeah, that's what it says. Bayomahu, on that day. Right? What day is that? It's
Sunday.
It's a Pasuk in Zechariah. What? No. Not that day. Shinemar im kipido lehen shua. Davar acher, b'schar shemashvion lefonai, with the schar that they daven to me, ani moshia osam, I will save them. V'ayel damar v'abba, my dechsev, v'nochi evdeim, v'hem devara alai kizavim. What does that mean? Ami amarti avdeim, b'mamona balamazeh, I said we should redeem them with money in this world, k'dei sheyizkul olamaba, that they... Say, what does this mean? I said we should redeem them in this world with money?
With their money.
With their money. K'day sheyitzku olam haba, so they should have olam haba. V'hema dibru alai kizavim. And they made me into a liar. V'ayna d'amar of papi mishmei d'rava, my d'chziv, what does it mean when it says, v'ani asarti chazakti zarosam ve'elai yechashvu ra? What does all that mean? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani amarti asireim b'yisur b'olam hazeh, I thought I'll give them yisurim, pain, in this world. Kadei sheyichzeku zaroseim b'olam haba, so they will have strength in the next world. Ve'elai yichashvu ra, and they took that and did bad. Okay, not sure what all that means. You know?
Is it all
the same? No, stops tomorrow.
Zaroseim,
his arms.
Their children.
His children. Okay.
How does that fit in?
I don't know what this means here.
Take it out on the children.
I don't know what this means. I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what it means?
Yeah, but I can't explain it.
Okay.
Scientist.
Mishtabeach. Listen to this Gemara. What? Yeah, it's very esoteric. Mishtabeach lu Rav Abba lemine b'Rav Safra de Adam Gadalhu. Rabbi Avo praised Rav Safra to a certain apikoros. Okay? So that he's an Adam Gadol. So, Shivkule Michisa Tetzlesar Shnin. So they exempted him from taxes for 12 years. 13 years. Right? No, 12 years. 13 years. They exempted him from taxes because he's a great man. Okay, he doesn't pay taxes. Yomachad, one day, Ishkachuhu, he bumped into him, Amalei, see if it says, Rak eschem yadati mikol mishpachos ha'adama. Rak, just, eschem yadati, you know, all the families of the land. Al kein efkor aleichem, I'll visit them, I'll call avonoseichem. Right? Now, man de islei sisya barachme masikle. Does that make any sense? The one you get angry at is the one that you love?
Yeah, that's usually how it works.
What? Really?
Is the one you
torture the most? No, that doesn't make any sense.
The one you get angry, the one you're closest to, that you're the most
yeah.
contact with.
Yeah, but that you don't hurt them.
But you're
you might be your most you.
Comfortable.
Most comfortable. It's the most real you by the people that you, right?
Right.
You don't put on any airs.
Right.
Doesn't mean you hurt them.
No,
so what's Hashem saying? The ones I love, those are the ones I hurt.
Yeah, you care.
Those are the ones I care about.
Not caring. It's not caring. It's,
yeah, but if you care about them,
so,
yeah,
then so the answer is,
animated.
Ishtak. He didn't have an answer for that. V'lo amalu v'lo midi. Didn't have an answer. Didn't have an answer for that. Ramule Sudra Bitzavare. So he tied, this is the Apikoros, he tied a kerchief around the guy's neck. Vikar Mitzarele, and he was hurting him. Asar Bavo, Rav walked in, Ashkechinhu, he found what was going on. Amalahu, Amayim Mitzarele, what are you doing to this poor Safra? You exempted him from taxes for 12 or 13 years. What are you bothering him for? Amale, Vlava Martel Adam Gadalu. Didn't I tell you he was a great person? Right? I'm sorry, you told me he was a great person? He couldn't even give me pshat in a pasuk. Wait to hear this answer. He couldn't even give me pshat in a pasuk. What kind of great man is this? When I told you he was a great man, I meant in lamdas. He knows how to learn very well. They cry me, Amalechu. I didn't tell you he knows how to learn psukim. Doesn't know Navi. That he doesn't know. He knows lamdas. That he knows. You hear this?
Just like us.
Exactly, like everybody. The Amrule, Maishna Atun Diyadatun. Why are you different than him? You're apparently going to give me an answer, right? So you know psukim and they don't?
Yeah.
So Amalahu Anan Dishrichin Gavechan Ramina Nafshin Umainan. We bump into people like you a lot, so we have to be on our toes. We have to know all these psukim, right? Those missionaries are very smart. They know the Bible very much better than us. The Old Testament. So you have to know your stuff. Inu him, he sits in yeshiva. He doesn't come to contact with people like you. Lo ma'ani, he doesn't have to look into that. He can learn. He can be busy learning much more in depth, much more. As the Gemara says, tanoi, right? Gemara. So amalei lemalon at. So give me an answer to my question. So he said, amalehu emshal lachem mashal lamad avadam. I give you a mashal. Ladam shenoshe mishnei bnei adam. A person is owed money by two people. Two people owe money. Echad, avo, vechad, sono. One person he loves, and one person he hates. So, avo, the one he loves, nifra mimenu, ma'at, ma'at. He slowly makes him pay back. Yeah, give you $1 a day for the next 1,000 years, right? Le sono, the one he hates, nifra mimenu, b'vasachas. He makes him pay at one shot. So, it looks like it's torture, but it's really the biggest chesed of all. That's the answer to the Holocaust. It's a very insufficient answer, but the Ramchal says, if you walk into an operating room and you see the doctors are cutting off somebody's leg, there's two ways to look at it. What are they doing? They're killing him. They're taking his leg away. Or they're saving him. The Ramchal says that. It's a very difficult answer. So we see 6 million dying, and we say, what kind of torture is that? That could have been a hatala. How could that be? How could taking off someone's leg be a hatala? The answer is it can. Now that answer is not going to help anybody that went through it. Right. The answer is that, right? That's the best answer I'm going to ever come up with, right?
And no one ever brings up Yeshivat Mitzrayim.
What?
If you really believe in Yeshivat Mitzrayim, it was just
the problem with Yeshivat Mitzrayim is it was such a long time ago that we can't even associate with it.
Right.
Right? It's very hard to conjure up what it's like working on building pyramids. Very hard. It's even hard to imagine what it means to live through a Churban Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
It's so foreign to us. The Holocaust we have our grandparents, that we already could see, right?
So you have a point of comparison.
Exactly. That's why he asked the question about that. He didn't ask about Shiva Mitzrayim.
No, I'm saying, comparison of that,
yeah.
You better understand.
We're not satisfied with my answer about the operating room. We don't think it's a good answer.
Right.
Because we don't believe it. So we don't believe that was Hatzalah. We can't understand it. Right? Because all we see is death. So we can't understand it. So I don't have an answer either, except for what Durham Chal said.
Right.
Okay.
If we hadn't had the show, though, do you think that we would be sitting here learning
Dafio? So nobody knows the answer to that question. Nobody knows the answer. You can play what if all day long.
There's so much
right?
Torah in America now than there was before.
And same thing with Israel.
And in Israel.
So, does that worth it?
Nobody can answer that question. But we can just look at it from our point of view.
I understand. So, what you're saying is, good came out of it.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. It's a pretty big bill. That's a big payment. Right? So is that worth it? We can't answer that question. No one can. So no one asks it because no one has no answer. Right?
Although I think the victim memoir has the same
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
But with all due respect, he's a big gadol. He's a das yachid.
No. Right.
He's a das yachid. No gadol ever ventured an answer.
Right.
Other than what I just said. Well, you don't know how Hashem works. No one ever ventured an answer.
Rabbi Miller never published it.
Yes, he did.
No, he never did. He never did.
He never published it. He didn't want it published.
He never did. He's entitled to his opinion. He's entitled to his opinion. But like we all say, when something bad happens even today, I'm not talking about 6 million people. Some bus got in Israel, there was a bomb. So what are they going to say? As Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobs said, it's the usual suspects. What are the usual suspects? The internet, and Sneas. The usual suspects. So who know? How do you know that?
That's what he said.
He said he was making fun. He said, yeah, do introspection. The usual suspects. That's what it is. Right? So we don't know the answer to these things. Right? We don't know. So he has a pshat about Chil Shabbos. Okay, he's entitled to his opinion. No one else said that. There's no consensus about that. Which one? That one? No, but I've heard him talk about it. Amar Rabbi Kahana. My dechiv, Chalil Lecha Me'aseos Kedav Razeh, Lecha Mitzadik Im Rasha. Chas V'Shalom, says Hashem, that I'll kill a tzadik with a rasha. I'll never do such a thing. So Amar Avram, Avnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Chulun Hu Me'aseos Kedav Razeh, Lecha Mitzadik Im Rasha. It's a chulun, it's a terrible thing for me to do, to kill a tzadik with a rasha. V'lo, what's so terrible? V'aksiv, it says, V'echrati Mimcha Tzadik V'Rasha. But I'm going to do a tzaddik with a rasha. B'tzaddik she'eino gomor. That's only with a tzaddik that's not a tzaddik gomor. Aval tzaddik gomor, lo. But not a tzaddik gomor. Whatever that means. Right? Okay.
Maybe one just keep going.
What?
Just keep going.
Right.
Maybe one with a lot of
tzaddik gomor, lo. I v'aksiv mimikdashai techelu. But from my holy ones I make profane. Right, Tanya Rabbi Yosef, Al Tikri Mekdashai El Mimu Kedashai, Elu Bnei Adam Shekayim Mitzvah Torah Me'Alef Yad Tov. That perfect Alef to Tov, keep everything, and they're still going to be a martyr. Hasam Nami, the answer is Kivan Shehayah Bnei Adam Limchos. They had the chance to stop other people from doing bad, V'lo Michu, and they didn't. Havelu LeKatzadikim She'enu Gemurin. That's considered like a tzaddik. That's not a tzaddik gomer. That's the hardest of all. This is the hardest kasha of all. That's why they're not a tzaddik gomer. So if Tosfos, of course, says the bottom Tosfos, Fadam Rina Besof Cheskes Abatim, but we say the end of Cheskes Abatim, Mutav Shiyu Shogigin Value Mezidin. Leave people alone. What are you bothering people for? Let them think it's a shogig, right? Hainu. That's only B'davish Yaduah Shalok Kiblu Imimchu. That's it. If you know they're not going to listen, so what are we talking about now? You know they're going to listen, and you don't bother them. So that's not a good thing. If you know they're going to listen, right? If you know they're going to listen, then you should give them Musa, right? But so then that's the biggest crime of all. Not giving somebody Musa when you know they're going to listen. That's a chakasha, right? Who is it? The Torah Chaim says like this. It's in this week's parsha. This week's parsha, Rashi quotes, it's a Gemara, that when the mashkis is loose, there's no difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. So Hashem tells Moshe, tell Bnei Yisrael, you shouldn't go out machis b'choros. Because when the mashkis is loose, there's no difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. When the Nazis come into a town, there's no difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. Right? Which is the biggest kasha of all, because then there's no bechira. Then there's no tzchav onesh. That memra, that when a mashkis is loose, there's no difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, becomes the most overriding memory in all of Judaism. Because when the Nazis come into town, the mashkis is here, everyone gets lined up, and everyone gets thrown into the... Everyone gets taken to Auschwitz. No difference, tzaddik and a rasha, right? So, what about Tzchav Onesh?
Who says Tzchav Onesh is here?
What? What do you mean?
It's
all in Olam Haba. So then your life is nothing, right?
What kind of
answer is that? So that becomes the biggest kasha of all. So what about that? What about that Gemara? That Gemara says there's no difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. So he says over here, the Torah Chaim answers, no, but the mashkas didn't come yet. The mashkas didn't come yet because Lot was still there. So therefore, Aaron was able to daven that they shouldn't come. Okay? That's what he says.
We see all the time, so it doesn't make a difference.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Right?
Okay. Hard to understand.
It's very hard. Anyway, Rav Papa Rami, Papa said, he said, Ksiv El Zom B'chol Yom. It says that Hashem's angry all day. Ksiv Lefnei Zamo Miyamod. Who could stand before his anger? Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kan b'yachid, kan b'tzibur. It depends if it's a yachid or a tzibur. Tan Rabbanan, Kel Zom B'chol Yom. Kam Zamo, how long is he angry? The whole day? No, rega, 1 second. Kam rega, how much is a rega? Echad, it's one, mechamesh ribui, v'shlosha talafim, u'shmona meyot, v'abam u'shmona. How much is that?
1/53rd,
8/48
of an hour.
What? How much? 1/15th of a second. 1/15th of a second. Zehu rega. That's how long he's angry.
It says 60 seconds.
Ve'en kol be'yachol l'chavin osa rega. Nobody can know when that hour is. Chutz mi'bilam rasha. He knew when that hour was. D'chsev, it says, D'chsev be'y v'yodeya das elyon. He knew Hashem. He knew Hashem. He didn't even know his own donkey. His own donkey he didn't know, and this he knew about Hashem. My das habehemto lo yada. What does that mean? He didn't even know his own donkey, because beidna at the time the chazu lay to have a rachiv achamri when they were leaving with the officers of Moab to go curse Bnei Israel. So Bilam gets on his donkey, right? That's like, you know, some rich man getting into some bicycle. Like where's your limousine? What's going on here? What are you going on a donkey? So he said, no, I'm Rulay, my time, Allah, Rechiv, that's what he said. Why don't you have a horse like everybody else? I'm Aluhu, Biritiv, Yashadilay. No, 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 it's out in the pasture, I don't have my horse now. Right, my car's in the shop. I don't have it now. So, Miyad, Vatamra, Ason, the donkey says, what are you talking about? Hello, Anokhi, Asoncha, I'm your donkey. What do you mean, if you don't have a horse? Right? Amalay, Lutiina, Ba'alma. Nah, I just used this donkey for like carry loads. So, Amrulay, so the donkey says, what are you talking about? Asher Rechavtolah, you used me to ride on. Amrulay, Akwar Ba'alma, once in a blue moon, I use you, but I don't have a horse. Once in a blue moon. Amrulay, what do you mean? From the day I met you till today. Right? Not only that, today I use you to ride, and at night we go to bed together. The donkey says to him, what are you talking about, Bilam? What are you trying to lie to these people? Right? Ksiv hacha, hahaske and iskanti, uksiv hasam, fatilo, sokenes. See the word so, that's by David HaMelech. That's the word sokenes, means lying down together. So the donkey, Bilam didn't even know how to double talk his own donkey, which is a crazy thing anyway, also. So, but das Elyon he knows. Elamai das my yodea das Elyon. What does it mean he knows Hashem? What does he know about him? He just knows, she yodea lechavin osa shah, shakarash baruch hu koispa. He knew that moment when Hashem is angry. V'hainu, kamalei navi, that's what the navi said. Imi zacharna ma yotz balak melech moav, uma ona osa bilam men ba'ar, men hashitim, v'ragilgol, l'man das, tzidkos Hashem. Right? Very good. That's all he knew about Hashem. He didn't know the depths of Hashem. He knew that. Why did he know that? How did he know that? I don't know how we got to know that. Amar b'lazar, amalei nakadosh baruch hu Yisrael, ami ro kama tzidakos asisi imachem. It's an amazing thing, says Hashem. Look how nice I was. That I didn't get angry. Shalom ki'asti aleichem. I didn't get angry. Kol osan ayamim. All those days that Bilam was trying to curse the Jews, I didn't get angry. She'il malei. She'im ki'asti aleichem. I would have gotten angry. Lo nashar mi'avdei kochavim. Mi'son ha'seim shal Yisrael. Tzavad apalav. Means no Jew. No Jew would have remained alive. Right? So, I had a kasha that, what do you mean? Hashem changed all the klals into brachas. He opened his mouth, and brachas came out. So why does Hashem have to withhold his anger? They weren't klals anyway. So what does this mean? I don't know.
After Noah, he also made a promise he would never destroy the whole world.
Not destroying the whole world, just the Jews. Not the whole world, just the Jews. But Hashem withheld his anger, so Bilam shouldn't be successful. But Hashem, we turned him into brachas. So what?
He
turned
the brachas because he wasn't angry. Had he been angry,
So it goes hand in hand. Okay, good vart. Finally, the Kambali Bilam Labalak, that's what Bilam said. Ma'akov, lokav akel, how can I curse? Hashem's not angry. Ma'ezam lo zam Hashem. Hashem's not angry. V'kama zamo, how long is his anger? Rega, a rega. Didn't we just say that? No. Just said that already. What's it, the Marshal says, what's the Mar saying it again for? Right? So the Marshal answers, what the Gemara wants to know is, not how long it is. We said already it's a rega. What could you say already in a rega? So Kama rega. How long is that? That's all. How long is a rega? Amar meimar vitem ravina rega kimimre. It's as long as it takes you to say the word rega. Okay? Even though we already said it's 1/500th whatever of a...
1/15th of a second.
1/15th of a second, right? Yeah. Look at the second Tosfos. Vim tomar. Maha yachol lama bosa. Bosom, what does kazos? What already can you say in such a short time? How many curses can you get in already in such a time? What already can you say? So short. Right? You know when that red light's, when the green light's so short, you can't even get across the street, already it turns red. What can you say already? So, v'yesh lomar, haya omer kolim. You could say the word kolim, which means destroy them. Which, hakadosh v'hakadosh baruch hu, hafcho v'omar melech. The word kolim is the same letters as melech. Hashem changed it into the word melech. Dechziv, utshruas melech bo. Right? And the trumpet of Hashem is with him. V'rebi Eliyahu, haya mefarish. Who's Rabbi Eliyahu? He was mafarish. She ain't tzarech rak lahasfil kol osabot zarega. You only have to start the cursing in that second. And as long as you started, you have more. What? It's like Shimon Esrei. As long as you start, you have more time. Teda, she yirot zel harech b'kloso. He had a whole long list of things to say, Bilam. How's he going to get it all in that one split second? The answer is, you just have to start. Kedisha b'chelek, b'b'chasach also rasha, atel lomad mahaya b'libo. From the brachas, you know what he wanted to say, the klalas. It's the opposite. The brachas are the opposite of the klalas. So it's a whole long Megillah, right? Long parasha balak. How can he say all that? The answer is, you have to start. Okay. Now, minola derega have rizche. How do you know he's angry at that 1 second? Who made up that rule? Hashem gets angry. Dechsev, it says, ki rega vapo chayim bertono. Okay, the pasuk. Viboisema or mehacha chavi kemat rega ad yavar zam emas rasach. When is this time of day that Hashem gets angry? Amrabaya betlas shoyi kamaisa. The first 3 hours of the day. It's in the morning time. Sometime in the morning. Ki chivra karbalasa the tarnagolta. When the crop of the crop. What's that? The comb of the rooster turns white. Kol shat devashaita mechaver chivra. Kol shaita. It's always white,
yeah.
Right? Great, so kol shaita is be suraiki sumki. It has a reddish tinge to it. Hahu shaita that time less be suraiki simki. It doesn't have a red tinge. Reb Shua ben Levi, listen to this story. You can learn one of the biggest lessons of life in this story. Well, Shuben Levi have mitzar le hahumina. He was bothering a certain man. A certain apikarz was bothering him, bothering him. So Bakrai, yeah, yom achad one day, nakatarnagolta. He took a chicken, a rooster, vokri ben kari darsa. He tied it to the foot of his bed, the ayin bar. He's staring at it. Savri says to himself, kimata he shaita. When it comes to that split second when the comb changes, alte, I'm going to curse this guy. This guy's really bothering me. I'm going to curse this guy. When the time came for the thing to think, he fell asleep. He dozed off. He missed it. Amar, he said, "Shma mina, it's a riot from here. Lav orach ara lemevad hachi. I shouldn't do that. Virachamav al kol maasav ksiv, because it says you should have mercy. So when you want to do something and it just doesn't work, so do you give up or do you keep on trying?" Do you say, "Well, it's a sin from Hashem, I'm not going to be successful, let me give it up"? Or do you not say that? So Tosfos says, in the second to last Tosfos, let's read the whole thing, the fourth to bottom, line from the bottom, "Umikol makom, kamar basar hachi, shmamina, since it's happened like this, he wasn't successful, shmamina, lav urachara, it's not the way, not, you shouldn't have done that. Kilo hayalo lidchok b'dei shemayim, don't push shemayim. Don't do that. Don't force it. Lanosh to punish. Mi she'enam rotzim lahanish. Hashem doesn't want to punish. Hashem wanted you to punish him. He wouldn't have made you fall asleep.
Right.
So don't push it. Right? Afal pi shebizman abayis hayamut lahar gabi yadayim. Even though he could have killed him. He's a man. He's apikoros. Could have killed him. No foul. No harm. But you want to do it this way? What? Yeah. You want to do it this way? It wasn't successful. Let it go. So when do you say let it go? And when do you say, no, I got to keep on trying? That's a good question. No answer to that question. If I knew that, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Let's be honest. You know the difference.
Right.
Him falling asleep, it's on him. Right?
But right.
Not being successful in the business venture initially.
What do you mean? He tried. What do you mean? I tried. I hustled.
But it was completely in him. It wasn't dependent upon someone
else. So you could say what Monty said. Well, because here you're hurting someone else.
So you don't understand the Gemara.
Hurting someone else. Who made you God? Right?
You don't understand the Gemara. So let's give it up.
Right. Right. So then keep on working. Right.
And the other hand is, you're having a little problem with somebody. So you beat him up instead.
Right. Exactly. Right. The Siv, like it says, Gam Onesh L'Tadek Lo Tov. Right? Okay. Tana Mishmeder of Meir, B'Shar Shah HaMalachim, Manichin Kisrein B'Rosheyen, U'Mishtachim V'Lechama, Miyad Kor Yitzhak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means when the kings of the world take off their crowns and bow down to the sun, Hashem gets very angry about that. Amar of Yosef, Lo Lutza Inesh Tzlutza Demutze B'Tzchilas Shah Kamaisa, Tiyoma. A person shouldn't daven the Musaf in the first 3 hours of the day. So now, Biyoma, Derei Shaita, of Rosh Hashanah, Biyachid, alone. Now, in parentheses it says Biyoma Kama, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So they take that out, because what's the difference first and second day? So what's the bottom line over here? You shouldn't daven Musaf, without a minion, on Rosh Hashanah, by yourself alone.
Shabbos is okay, though?
Shabbos is okay. Why? What's the reason for that? So first of all, that's what they take. Okay, they take out the words Biyoma Kama on the first day, because what's the difference first and second day? Dilma, kiven demach bedina, because Hashem judges then, and you're not with a minion, so Hashem, the spotlight's on you. Dilma ma'ayne ba'ovde v'dachvile mitche, because maybe Hashem's focusing on you, the spotlight's on you, because you're all alone, there's no tzibur, you can't get lost in the tzibur, so to speak, and therefore, that could be a bad thing, right?
If you did it later in the day, that would be okay? Is that what it's saying?
No. What it's saying is that the Rashi explains, not here, somewhere else Rashi. It says Rashi here, but I don't see the Rashi here. I don't see it. The Rashi of Mus, there is no Rashi. Must be some old Rashi or something. There is no Rashi here. So the Masifta says, the Rashi says that by Musaf, we say Malchus and Horns and Shofros. That's a Zman, a Mesugal, it's a Segula to get a good year, to daven by that, right? Therefore, you should rather be with the Tzibur. However, what? We should be with the Tzibur. However, other Musafs of every Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh or Yontif, it's just reciting what the Kabbonos were. It doesn't make a difference if you're alone or not. It doesn't make a difference, right? It doesn't matter.
It's not really Bakashas and Musaf.
There's nothing, right?
No.
There's Malchus, Echonos, and Shofros. So that whatever that is, whatever, it's not a Bakasha, I'm not asking for anything, but that's a good time, Rashi says. It's Mesugal for people to daven then. It's a Mesugula to daven then. What about on second day Pesach to daven Musaf? He's just mentioning the Kabbalah, it's not Segula. So that, if you're alone, you're alone, it's okay. What about Shachris? So, Ihachi B'tzibur Nami. So what about the ones that if it's a Yachar or a Tzibur? No. But Tzibur, Nafshe, Nefishe, Zechuzah. A lot of Zechuzim in that Tzibur. You're diving with a good people. A lot of Zechuzim. Ihachi, Yachid, Betzafra, Namilo. What about Shachris? So Kivon, the Ikka, Tzibura, the Kamatli, Lo Kamatli. No, because his point, what he's saying is, when you dive, most people, the dive Shachris is the same. So this is what they explain this answer. Shachris, everyone diving Shachris at the same time. So even if you're home, someone's diving in Shachris at the same time, you'll get swept up in the Tzibur. But Musaf, everyone has a different time, you can't do that. You can't dive in alone.
But when one has to do the Rosh Chodesh, saying that.
What? No, you're diving with a minion. Va'amarta, Shalosh Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshe, Va'osek, B'Torah. 1 minute. Right. What about Shachris then? No, Shachris is okay because someone's diving in Shachris. You can mitzayif yourself with the Tzibur even though you're home. You can't say that about Musaf. I don't know why not. So, what do you mean Hashem is judging you? So if you say he's learning Torah the first 3 days. Epoch, switch it around. In other words, in the first 3 hours, that's what he's judging. That's what we said yesterday. There was a minute not to say Musaf because Hashem is judging. So we switched it anyway. We moved the judging now to the first part of the day. You don't have to do that. You don't have to switch it. Torah dechsev be'emes. Dechsev emes konev al timchar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu also l'fnei mishuras hadin. Hashem's not going to go l'fnei mishuras hadin. Therefore, you better be careful during those hours. However, din, lo dechsev be'emes, din, doesn't say MS, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Osei Lifnei Meshuras Hadin, Hashem Kigo, Lifnei Meshuras Hadin. Okay? Yom, Meyed, Tarf, Be'egel, Simen. Gufa, Amav Yeshua Ben Levi. My Detziv, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Asher Enochi Mitavcha Hayom, La'asosam. I commanded you today to do the mitzvos. Hayom La'asosam. Olamacha La'asosam. Today, not tomorrow. What does it mean tomorrow? It doesn't mean tomorrow like in Saturday. It means tomorrow, the end of time. Right? Hayom La'asosam. Flo Hayom Litil Schar. Today, but you don't get the Schar today. Today, you get the Schar in the next world. Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. Kol mitzvos she'yisrael osam b'olam habzeh. Any mitzvah you do in this world, boz u'ma'idos osam l'olam haba, comes and testifies on your behalf in olam haba. Such a beautiful thing. Reading it so fast. Think about that for a few minutes. Shenemar yitnu edeyem v'yitztiku v'yishmu v'yomru emes yitnu edeyem v'yitztiku. Eli Yisrael, yishmu v'yomru emes, v'yomru emes el ovdei kachavim. And even the goyim are going to be made. V'yom Yishuv ben Levi. Kol mitzvah she'yisrael osam b'olam hazeh, bo v'torfos osam ovdei kachavim olam haba al p'neim. It's going to come and hit the goyim. Shenemar v'shmartem v'atzitzim ki chachmaschem b'natzchem l'enei ha'amim. Neged amim lo nemar el le'enei amim. Malamed shabos v'torfos ovdei kachavim al p'neim olam haba. That somehow the mitzvahs are going to smack, beat up the goyim in the next world. Okay. V'yom Yishuv ben Levi. Very difficult gemara here. Hashkafically. Lo, it's hashkafically difficult that we can understand it, and then we have a kasha, as opposed to we don't even understand it. Lo asu Yisrael to Egel, the only reason why the Jews did the Egel, el elitein pitzchon pele bale tshuva, to give a bale tshuva a chance to come back. You hear this? What does that mean? Shenemar, like it says, mi yitein v'ya levavam, zelhem liyira osi kol hayamim.
Why doesn't that make sense?
They sinned. No, it doesn't mean they sinned. So, but since, now that they sinned, and Hashem forgave them, what do you see? Anybody can do tshuva. Anybody can come back. It doesn't mean that they sinned. They sinned on purpose so that in the future, bali tshuva would happen. That's not what it means. Right? What it means is, now that they sinned, and Hashem forgave them, what excuses does bali tshuva have? What are you afraid of? Right? The hainu, the amar, Mishur ben Yechoy, lo David, roi lo samaisa. David was not fit to sin with Bathsheba. He wasn't. It wasn't his. Right? He shouldn't have done that. I don't know how you translate that. Lo roy. What does that mean? Lo roy.
Not suited.
Lo Yisrael roy lo samaisa. The Bnei Yisrael were not suited to worship the Egel. Right? Lo David roy lo samaisa. He wasn't suited. D'chsiv. V'li b'chal b'kirbi. My heart is only filled with God, says David HaMelech. I'm going to be with someone else's wife. They didn't do anything wrong, David. It's half wrong. You have to figure out what went on there with Bathsheba, right?
A guy at his level,
right. Doesn't do that. That's what he's saying. Not Roy. How can they serve Diego? Because we have no taiva for that. But just saw her, just saw Matan Torah. Now I'm going to go chase after some golden calf. So why did they do these things? Lama lacha. Shemcha to Yachid, if someone's a sinner, an individual person, Omrim lo, Klach etzel Yachid. What, you look what David HaMelech did. Look how he got him. Look how he you know, came back. You know? Vimcha to Tzibur, Omrim lo, Klach etzel Tzibur. Go after the Tzibur. Go follow the Tzibur. All right? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
All right.